This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gawn gets him nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawn.
Here he is, Marty. Max Gawn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to see you, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Sydney Swans by 22 in Sydney. Now, you won't say this, but I know you weren't well on the day because everyone's given the Brody Grundy the points, and I said you'd thump him, so... You know,
there must be an excuse.
No one wins here.
Egg
today.
On your face, Marty.
Egg on my face. Thank you, Max. But I know you were unwell going into that game. And it looked greasy,
wet.
You know, a bit sloppy.
Yeah, not a great conditions to be a little bit under the weather. But no, look, I'm surprised it was 22 points, to be honest. I thought they ran completely on top of us in the second half, and to hold on by 22. We probably could have been in front at halftime. Back to 2-8, yeah. I think we were. Ed Langdon kicked one on the halftime buzzer to get us down by 7. But, yeah, no, Sydney were good. Their pressure was high.
They're always a big pressure team, aren't they?
Yeah, and... Like, we struggled in the conditions, but I would say they didn't. So you can't blame the conditions when one team doesn't seem to be bothered by them.
They've had an enormous amount of humidity over their summer as well. Yeah, they would have trained all through those conditions.
Someone said there's been more humid in Sydney than Darwin this summer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm happy to go on record for that.
Yeah, and that's a good call. No, I mean, Troy's normally our weather guy, but you have a go.
Do you think the first week of March is too early to be playing that north?
I remember we played in Brisbane last year at round two, the game I sucked.
Oh, that's right. Well, you did your knee. Yeah. Didn't actually do it.
That was incredibly humid and hot as well. So I think there's, it's only a couple of weeks early. It's a massive home ground advantage for the teams that are there. But yeah, look, we ran into a really good team on the weekend.
Geez, he really, I don't want to rub it in now that you're sitting opposite me, but 9-2 in the clearances.
In terms of me v him.
Yeah.
Max was sick, Marty.
I know, but you beat him. You beat him in the hit outs, 39-31.
That's good. No, Brody was really good.
Yeah.
I've been on record a few times saying he's a pretty good player. So that's always
something about him.
You don't like him.
When he puts his glasses on and thinks he's a doctor, I'm like, shut up, Brody.
He needs glasses.
I mean, you can't say any of that.
Yeah. And he had a blue bottle sting too.
Yeah.
He
was under the weather as well.
Yeah. Righty-o, will you? I'm doing all my Harry Potter gear. He looks a bit like Harry Potter. There's something about him.
I don't have
There's a vibe.
Comparison.
Scholarly sort of, I don't know.
You should get to know, he's actually an incredible guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to put some shit on him.
No. I can organise a little catch-up.
Yeah, I'd love to have a beer with him, but I just thought we were going to have some fun, you and I, and really go hard at it.
Sorry.
Clayton Oliver.
He played well, didn't he?
29 disposals, 6 clearances. You've got to be happy with that.
It's not bad.
For a guy who's had an up-and-down pre-season.
Was, not sure, you actually told me you weren't watching, but if you were watching...
I watched the second half.
He was floating in and out of the middle as well, so he's still... still got some room to grow, which is exciting.
But it looked like the Clayton we recognised, which was good.
Yeah, still had red hair. No, he looked
pale skin.
He looked good. And he'll only be better for the run. So I'm excited for what he can do over
that. That's just talent, isn't it? 29 disposals after that kind of disrupted preseason and end of last year. That's just a bloke running around getting the footy.
I'd love to see what I'd be able to do after not doing a preseason and one VFL game. It wouldn't be 29 disposals.
Opening round, Laura Kane, head of footy operations. She's quoted as saying, if you asked anyone today, they'd probably say yes. All the 8 clubs that participate, everyone up there, she said. Is it a good thing? What do you think, Max?
If you asked all 8 clubs, they'd say they loved it.
We didn't love it because we lost, but the only thing that is weird is not every team's played. If there's a way they can bring the game to the northern states and have more teams playing, I get there's only 4 northern state teams. But I really liked the aspect of it. I thought it was pretty cool. 40,000 at the game we were at.
It looked like there was a buzz in Sydney.
There was.
The Swans walked through all the way from their facilities to the ground.
Certainly walking around town, there was a lot more people, especially football supporters, that normally are in Sydney. Normally can walk around Sydney and be incognito. It was a little bit harder this time around. But no, I watched the games as well. I watched Brisbane Carlton.
Mm.
I watched Gold Coast Richmond, funny enough. But I didn't manage to get the Giants. Kind of, that was a bit too much footy.
Too much footy. Yeah, enough's enough.
A little bit too much.
Mason Cox has been delivered a please explain Max from the AFL for finding himself in the warm-up colliding with a Giants assistant coach Shane Mumford. It did look like Mumford moved his body as well.
Yeah,
look like two blokes who'd known each other for a while.
This is harsh, the commentary on Mason here. Mm. This has been waiting to happen for a while. If you do watch the midfield warm-up, which I'm sure a lot of people do, it's a great part of the game. it's very scattered. Like, one team gets a minute, the other team gets a minute. Who knows who goes first? If one team was late through the banner, did they miss their minute?
Like, but what's the minute for, anyway? For you to jump up, have a tap, and see if someone can get it?
To do four centre bounces, see how high the umpires are bouncing it. The same as a forward kicking a goal. We're sort of warming up our centre bounce.
Yeah.
I've had multiple times where our ruck coach or our midfield coach says, oh, no, that's time for them. I'm just going to go stand in the middle and tell them to hurry up.
Right.
So, like, it's a real big game of power moves.
Mm.
I've never seen someone actually go into the contact part of it.
I never even knew this was a thing.
Yeah. I think they're both, like, obviously Shane's gone in there and tried to hurry Mason up and say it's our turn, which it probably was.
Mm.
And then Mason just wanted one more bounce.
Mm.
I think they both should have. Shane shouldn't have gone in, but then Mason, once Shane was in, shouldn't have done what he did, if that makes sense.
Mason's apologised, and he said, in hindsight, I should have stopped my run-up rather than completing the final drill.
Yeah,
but it seems very storm in a teacuppy.
Oh, yeah. It really is, but that's this time of year.
Yeah, and we've never seen it before. So
no, it's a new one.
Yeah.
And Shane Mumford is as cheeky as he ever was.
I'm surprised Shane didn't do anything at the time.
Yeah.
I just thought...
like, sit him on his ass.
Well, his little midfielders were sort of laughing at him. And Shane, I don't know Shane that well, but it just presumes he's someone that wouldn't like that. I thought he might have gone at Mason, but...
I like the description of his little midfielders too.
It
makes me feel like they're Oompa Loompas. Yeah. Little chocolate factory guys. Harry Mackay, Williams' mate, is the newest of a growing trend of tall forwards spending significant time in the main ruck.
Yep.
What are you thinking about that?
You're still doing the podcast?
Yeah, we recorded yesterday. Yeah. He was up and about.
Was he?
Yeah. Where can I get that?
Oh, on the Listener app, of course.
Only on the Listener app.
Yeah. Okay. And Harry's good on it?
Harry was excellent. He was very happy yesterday.
Which one of them's simple? Because one of them's quite simple.
He almost gave you an answer, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was like, slow down, William.
There was a bad take about him kicking the goal. Was it from Kane? It most likely was from Kane.
I must have missed it. What was the take?
That we're celebrating the $1 million player kicking a goal.
Oh,
he should kick the goal.
Yeah, please.
No, I really enjoyed Harry's game. He rucked a little bit in the JLT game that I played against him.
Yeah.
And anyone who's 200 centimetres who's got a bit of tigger like he does can play in the ruck. So
yeah, but we're seeing it more like Joe Danaher was most of last year was that second ruck role. Is it an easier ruck battle, or can those tall guys, the really good ones, negate it?
I mean, they bring different strengths. I was on the bench when Mackay came in the Carlton game, and he took our young ruck straight to the 4-9 and took a mark on him. So they bring different strengths that rucks maybe not have, but... Then if you come up against a Jackson Darcy, who are two very, very strong rucks, then Mackay could be in trouble there.
Yeah.
What about the class action the Cracker brothers have bought? Are you across this?
I haven't actually. I've seen AFL racism scandal, but I haven't clicked on the bait.
I only heard about this yesterday afternoon, and they're going back to their days in, I suppose, the AFL,
80s,
and they're talking about some of the legends of the game being racist throughout their careers, and they've named names, which I won't bother to go into now because I don't know enough about it. But it does seem an interesting one if the AFL's having those kind of class actions taken out against them.
Definitely. And I think I saw a quote saying any sort of allegations will take us serious, and they're also apologising for anything from that era. I think they're owning up to that era wasn't great from the AFL.
Mm.
I haven't clicked on the article. The only cracker I know is Andrew. I was still inside mum and dad
For the other crackers
in the 80s. So
What do you mean inside your mum and dad? That's an interesting turn of phrase.
I was going around inside mum, but I probably wasn't. I was probably still in dad.
You were still in dad. Yeah. Don't ever run with inside mum.
That's right. Yeah.
Lovely to see you, Max.
Good on you, Max.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.